two Shabbos ago, I was here in the Beis Medrash. It was Parsha Zachar, just a few days before Purim. And somebody had taken out a Maseches Megillah and was learning it on the Bima. So I said to him, I see you're getting ready for Purim. It was a few days away. So he said, I'm a little behind. I said, why are you behind? There's a few days to Purim. He says, no, you need to do Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag. I said, whoever says Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag applies to Purim. So that inspired me to give the shiur this week about Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, go through the different applications, Pesach, Purim, Shavuos, and whatnot, and to see what exactly that means to prepare 30 days beforehand. In terms of topics, as Charlie said, the next 2 weeks I'll be giving on Pesach. Afterwards, there's been a big push to do Hilchos Shabbos. Independent sugyas related to Hilchos Shabbos. Please, any suggestions within Hilchos Shabbos, any suggestions outside Hilchos Shabbos, I'm more than happy to do my best to meet that. And I should mention also this shiur, the breakfast and the shiur for the next, I think, few weeks or so, the Zman, is Le'ilu Nishmas Sarah Henya Bas Yosef HaKohen. Okay, so let's begin now. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis tells us that Sho'alin V'Darshin B'Hilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. That person has to ask literally and to inquire 30 days before Pesach about the halachas of Pesach. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos, so you only need 2 weeks to prepare. My time at the Tanakama. What was the reason for the Tanakama? Sherei Moshe Omer B'Pesach Rishonu Mazel Pesach Sheni. The Pesachim appear when Moshe is starting to tell us about the halachas of Pesach Rishon, he tells us what the halachas are Pesach Sheni 30 days later. He told us what happens if a person's tamei, a person's derech rechoka can't make to do Karban Pesach Rishon, you have 30 days to do Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, I did the ayyub mila p'tepischa, masik lehu lechol mila p'tepischa. No, it wasn't because there's a special halach of 30 days. Once we're on topic about talking about Pesach Rishon, let's talk about all the halachas of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. It was just very appropriate, it was fitting, but not because there's a special halacha preparing 30 days beforehand. So Gemara says, my time at the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what's his reasoning of 2 weeks? Sharei Moshe Omid b'Rosh Chodesh u'mazir ala Pesach. He was standing in Rosh Chodesh Nisan and started telling Klal Yisrael how to pick out the Karban Pesach in terms of preparing for Pesach Rishon. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that there's 2 weeks, and the Rabban hold that there's 30 days from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. So is this a derais or is this a derbanan? So you find in the Meiri. The Meiri writes in Pesachim, that daf there, we learn you need to learn 30 days before the Yontif. Anybody who asks a question related to Hilchos Pesach is considered asking within on topic. We'll get back to this later on. If someone asks a different topic, the guy who's asking about Pesach takes precedence the guy asking about Tzitzis, for example. And the mirror says a hint to such a concept of 30 days beforehand is Sharei Moshe Omeid V'chule. Our very Gemara Pesachim is a Zeich, it's only a din derabanan of asking 30 days beforehand. In contrast to Pnei Yeshua, who says it's really a din deraisa. I didn't quote the whole sugi here, we'll see it later on, but the sugi is talking about a person who leaves to go out on a trip, business, or whatever it might be, 30 days before. If you're within 30 days of Pesach, there's an obligation to check chametz, to burn chametz. There's an iser, a chi of deraisa, says the Pnei Yeshua. Why? Says the Pnei Yeshua in the bold, the hanu shloshim yom mid deraisa ninu. These psukim that the Gemara quotes in Pesachim is a din deraisa, and therefore the chi of asay of checking and burning is a din deraisa within 30 days. So you can't be mekayim, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the din of looking and the din of burning chametz, even though it's not erev Pesach just yet, because shloshim yom kodem lechag, according to Pnei Yeshua, is a din deraisa. So that's a big machlokas. The Miri has a Rishon on one hand, it's only midirbanam, versus the Pnei Yeshua, who says it's rather a deraisa. The Kohet Shirun, the Rechanan goes back and forth whether it's deraisa or derabanam, but that's the machlokas, whether it's deraisa or whether it's derabanam. So the question is, what's the reason why either the Chamim, or perhaps even the reason why the Torah instituted this concept of 30 days? What was the basis for this takana? So the Gemara says, thank you, the Gemara Avodah Zarah daf Hayman Beis. The Gemara there is discussing the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah about doing business with a goy 3 days prior to his holiday. And the reason why you're not allowed to do business 3 days beforehand is because he's going to buy an animal, a carbon, for his Avodah Zarah. And if you give him some money, you give him an animal, you're basically helping him provide for their Avodah Zarah. So the 3 day limit. But beforehand, 4 or 5 days beforehand, one's allowed to do business with a goy. So the Gemara wants to know why. It's enough to have 3 days. 3 days is all they need, not 4 or 5, not 6 days to prepare for their... We need more. We have 30 days to prepare. The Gemara says, Hatanya, Shu'alin behilchas Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach, shloshim yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, shtei shabbosos. So we have 30 days to prepare. They only have 3 days. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Anan de shchichi mumen de pasli afilu bedukin shabayin. We have much higher standards for our animals. The Gemaras and Bechoras talk about lots of different mumim, that the goyim don't have such standards. So since there's so many animals, so many mumim that have to be checked, we need 30 days to find a proper animal for the Karban Pesach. As opposed to them, so we need ba'inan t'lasim yom, we need 30 days. Inu, the goyim, the mechus ever islo, the only mum that they have is if an animal is missing a limb. So for them, t'lasim yom isag, it's enough to have simply 3 days. So what comes out from this Gemara is, what's the whole purpose of Shloshim Yom? The whole purpose is to prepare or to find the proper carbon. So Tosas already points this out. Tosas on the daf writes, number 6. Afal pi shegam ata she'ein carbon, yet sho'alim b'chilchas Pesach kodem Shloshim Yom. Even though nowadays we still have this custom, we still have the halacha of learning 30 days prior to the holiday, even though there's no carbon anymore, the Gemara sounds like it's all based on the carbonos. Says Tosfos, Mikol Makom Ikra Takana Al HaKarbon Niskana Kedamar Taima Beper Kamed Pesachim. The main reason why it was initially established was for the purpose of the carbon, but even though they're no longer carbonos Bisman Hazeh, the initial Takana also included the halacha. So it sounds like from Tosfos, you have to read it, we'll compare it to Tosfos of Rabbi Nechanon in a second, but Tosfos sounds like to me that initially the Ikra Takana was for carbonos, and a secondary takana was for the halachos. And Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no ikar takana of the carbon, there still exists this secondary level of the halachos being learned 30 days prior. I think Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan has slightly differently. Now, Rabbeinu Elchanan, we only have his Tosfos on Maseches Avodah Zarah. We don't have him anywhere else. Sometimes I think you find them quoted in other Tosfos and other Maseches, but the only one we have a full Masech is on Avodah Zarah. So he writes, Omer Rebbe, the Svara hi le Talmuda, it was initially established to have 30 days because of the carbon. Sounds like to me, you have to read it carefully, that even initially it wasn't part of the initial takana. It was the only reason why we left it later on was because it was part of a takana we established initially, and we didn't want to change the takanas around, so we left it in state. As opposed to Tosas, it sounds like there was a separate takana initially to have Hilchos Pesach, learn the halachos of Pesach, and even afterwards, even though there's no longer a carbon anymore, there still is a relevant reason to learn about the halachos. As opposed to Rabbeinu Elchanan says, there's no reason anymore to learn about the halachos of Pesach, but we don't want to change takanas around, so we just left it the same. Again, it's a slight diak. I don't want to get too involved in that. But what comes out is that there seem to be two levels of the halachos. One is learning the karbanos, or finding the proper karbanos. Number two is learning the relevant halachas, bir chametz, cleaning the kashrin, the kalim. These are the two dinim that seems from the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. So what exactly does a person have to do the 30 days before the Pesach? So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet tells us that Amar Bishu ben Levi, Purim Shechalios b'Shabbos, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, which nowadays someone pointed out, that Aaron pointed out, that cannot happen anymore, but when they used to have it al Piriya, it was possible that Purim can fall out on Shabbos. Shu'alin v'dorshin b'nyano shel yom. Instead of reading the Megillah, you can learn about Maseches Megillah, you can learn the Megillah's Esther. Semayir your Purim, the Gemara asks, why is that something unique to Purim? Afilu yom tov nami, any yom tov, we have the halacha of learning different halacha, learning the halachas of that yantif on the yantif itself, not 30 days beforehand. The halachas of Chag and Chag, Pesach and Pesach, the Tanya. Moshe tikan lehen l'Yisrael. Moshe made a separate takana that sheyuhu shoalim v'darshin binyano shayom. You should learn about the relevant topics on the day. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach and Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. So my Purim is tzirchle. What do you have to teach me about Purim? And Sukkot, you're supposed to learn about Sukkot. And Purim, you're supposed to learn about Purim. So why is the Gemara telling us, what's Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi adding on, that Purim is supposed to be learned on Shabbos? Of course you learn about Purim on Shabbos when Purim falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mal desema nigzar mishum de Rabba. You would have thought, just like we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, because Rabba says we're concerned you might carry the Megillah outside to a bucket to read for you, so too there's a concern if you learn about Purim on Shabbos, you might also lead you to take out the Megillah to a baki to read the Megillah for you. So maybe there's a gezeirah across the board, no reading the Megillah on Shabbos, no learning the Megillah on Shabbos. Kamashmalan, you're allowed to, and you're supposed to learn about Purim even when it falls out on Shabbos. So what's the relevance? The Ran points out in number 9, the back of the Megillah, the Masech of Megillah, he points out, why would you learn on Purim? Or why would you learn on Yantiv? Don't we have a halacha 30 days before the Pesach, you're starting to prepare. What left is there to learn on Pesach itself? You probably learned everything the 30 days beforehand. You've learned 30 days of Sukkot before Sukkot. What else are you going to add on Sukkot itself? So the Ran says there's a difference. The halachas of learning 30 days beforehand is not about learning the halachas. Learning on Pesach is about learning Pesach on Pesach. What the 30 days for, says the Ran? The lav lemeimer demechayvin b'hai zimna lejosh b'hilchas Pesach. The 30 days beforehand has nothing to do with learning about the relevant yantif. Ela lomar she'ashoel b'hem b'beis medjish b'os hazman mikrei sholkinim. Nothing to do with learning, nothing to do with giving a shir. The question is, it's a din for the Rav. The Rav is given two shilas. One shilah is related to Pesach, and one shilah is related to Tefillin. So which one does he have to answer first? So you have to answer Pesach. Pesach takes precedence because we're in the 30-day zone. Pesach is relevant. Answer the Pesach shilah first, and then you can answer the Tittah shilah. Nothing to do with being proactive in giving drushas and giving shirim. Has to be, it's a din for the Rav, how to respond to the different shilahs that are presented to him. That's the din of the Ran. Now, number 10, I won't go through into right now, but it talks about, it uses the concept of Shloshim Yom Kodma Chag in terms of having a leap year. When the last moment you can make a leap year, adding a second month of Adar Sheni. So in this discussion, Rashi writes that, number 11, Asa Lezuleh B'chametz, Shekvar Minat Purim, Hischilu Hadarshanim Lidrosh B'Rabim B'Hilchas Pesach. Already from Purim, and that's very important from Purim time, already from Purim, the Darshanim already start giving Shirim. It's not about a Rav getting a Shaila, how to respond to a Shaila. It's proactive in making drushas, in giving Shirim, about teaching everybody about the relevant halachas of Pesach as Pesach approaches. And Rashi says the same thing. There's a number 12, the Gemara in Brachos talks about. You can't have a subpoena on Regel. When it comes to a Yontif, you can't subpoena someone, you can't summon someone to court on Yontif. Why not? Says Rashi, number 13, Ba'in l'shema, because on Regel, Hilchos ha-regel, kodem ha-regel, shloshim yom. Already 30 days beforehand, you can't subpoena somebody because he's already learning. He's being proactive in going to drushas, learning the halachas. So we see from here that Rashi in two places says it's not about just answering and responding to shilas. It's about being very proactive in learning the halachas. And the Meiri writes even further. He takes it one step further, number 14. He says, kol hashtalus shel tzorech hachag. Not only learning about it, but preparing everything. Cleaning the pots, looking for chametz. All his shilas, 30 days are changing that zone into something completely new. It's not about how to respond to shilas. It's not only about learning. It's actually about preparing for Pesach. Getting the new pots, cleaning the pots, getting rid of the old pots. All these things are included in the 30 days prior to the Yontif. Now the big question is, which Yom Tovim are included in the 30 days? So we obviously know the Gemara told us that when it comes to Pesach, that's where the Ikar source is. 30 days before Pesach is where you're supposed to start preparing. What about other Yom Tovim? So the Beis Yosef writes, in number 15, Od Yei Shlomar, Didine Pesach Akopanim Tzarech Lehodiyam Lam Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yom, Kidei Sheyehe Lahem Sholz Rav Lehisasek B'tchinas Hachitim, so that people have time to grind the wheat, Vafiyas Matzah, to bake the matzah, Hagals Kalim, Bir Chametz, all these different things. De'ilu Pesach Lesle Takanta, Ilo Abdilu Kilchasek Mekamai Hachi. If you don't prepare now, you can't save everything for the last minute. You need the 30 days to prepare. Who does it sound like? Which Rishon does the Beis Yosef sound like? The Miri. Right, the Miri says it's about hishtadlus. It's not only about learning the halachas, but actually doing something, actually cleaning your kelim, preparing. So within the world of the Miri, within the world of the Beis Yosef, Masha ein kein b'shar mo'adim. This is not relevant to other Yom Tovim. The Batzeres, leka dinam yoser, b'shar yom tif. There's nothing unique about Shavuos. What are you preparing for? You don't need 30 days. Ooh, besukis. Also, you don't need 30 days. Da'af agav dika mitzah sukkah v'lulav. You have a lot of mitzvahs to do. You don't need to learn all the halachas because even a sukkah ganvach, rachbash, a sukkah that was stolen, a sukkah made by a goy or a nashim, all these different things are kasher sukkahs. It's very hard to disqualify a sukkah. And to find a kasher lulav and a kasher esrog, that's also very easy to find. You don't need 30 days for this. Only when it comes to Pesach do you need 30 days to actually prepare. So according to the Beis Yosef, this halacha does not apply to any other yomtif. And that's because he learns like the Meiri, that the whole purpose of 30 days is to prepare with the shtadlus, not only to learn about it, but to actually prepare for the yomtif. The Bach takes a different approach. The Bach says, in number 16, De'ein z'mikra takana, de'ein d'shloshim yom el Pesach. Let's actually jump to the second line down. Avam ikra din ein sarach shloshim yom ela b'pesach mishum karban pesach. The only yantif you need 30 days is because of karban pesach. To find the right a kosher animal. As we saw in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, woe is a reason for the 30 days to find the proper karban. So that's why only Pesach needs it. But he says שצריך לבקש a carbon move for yafet to find one. ומשום הכי צריך לשלושים יום. Kedithan goes on and explains further. But he says in the first line, which I skipped, the other yomim tovim also have the 30 days, but simply shelo lechalek, lo plug. It's really unnecessary to have 30 days for Sukkot, unnecessary to have 30 days for Shavuos. But once we have 30 days for Pesach, we don't want to be mechalek, so we have 30 days across the board. But the Iker reason is for the carbon Pesach, to find a proper carbon. So we see the Beis Yosef hold is about ishtadlus, about preparing. And we see the Bach hold is about finding the proper carbon. Now, there's a Rashi in Sukkot. I quoted the wrong Rashi. I apologize. But the Mishnah, you realize that? Okay, so the Mishnah in Sukkah tells us that a Sukkah Yishana, an old Sukkah, Beis Shammai Poslin, a Beis Hillel Machshirin. Can you use an old Sukkah? So Beis Shammai says you cannot use an old Sukkah, and Beis Hillel says you may use an old Sukkah. Ezu Sukkah Yishana, what's considered an old Sukkah? Kol Sha'asah Kodim L'chag Shloshim Yom. Anyone who made a Sukkah prior to 30 days is already considered old. It has to be built within 30 days, but says the Mishnah, Aval Im Asol L'Shem Chag Afilu Mitchias Hashana Ksher. If when you built it, let's say 6 months earlier, l'shem chag, that's going to qualify. But if you built it just stam, then it's only going to be stam l'shma within 30 days of Sukkot, but beyond that, not. And Rashi quotes, which I don't have here, that the reason is because the shloshim yom, kodem hachag, even kodem Sukkot, there's a halach of 30 days before Sukkot, is already in the zone of shloshim yom, is already considered the zone of Sukkot. So you see, Rashi already extends this to beyond Pesach, to even Sukkot has such a halacha. The Marasha points this out and says this is a kasha to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that only Pesach requires the 30 days because only Pesach has all the preparations. Sukkot doesn't. So this Rashi clearly says even by Sukkot there's such a concept of 30 days prior. So what's the reason? Why does Rashi extend the halacha of Shloshim Yom to even Sukkot? What's the reason for this? So it's possible to say, Rashi thinks, it is hard to find a kasher sukkah. It is hard to find a kasher lulav, a kasher esrog. Maybe that's the basis, because he also requires his shalas. He also understands that there's a shalas like the miri, and you need to spend a lot of time to build a proper sukkah. You need to spend a lot of time to prepare and to find the proper lulav and esrog. That could be one approach. Another approach could be that even on sukkahs, there's karbanos that have to be brought. There's an ola tzuriyah. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring an ola with you. You need to find the karban that's also not a balmum. And when you also bring Shalmei Chagiga, there's a Shalmei that's brought every single Yom Tov. So there are Karbanos that are brought on Sukkot as well. So I'm not sure, the Achorim pointed this out already, the Bach says only Karban Pesach is unique that you need 30 days. But as I just said, other Yom Tovim also require Karbanos Yachad that are being brought. Shalmei Chagiga, Olas Riyah. So from that perspective, even from the din of a Karban, Rashi might be saying, there's a din of bring Karbanos on Sukkot, so you need 30 days to prepare for Sukkot as well.
Are the Hilchos Mammon by Pesach more
No. Mumim apply to all Kabbalists across the board. So that could be. It's possible that not everyone's doing this mitzvah salila regel, in which case there are less Kabbalists, easier to find the kosher animal. That might be the svar why you would be mechalik. So there might be a third approach to Rashi. So. Right, but if you need more karbanos, that means there's going to be less, you know, you have 10%, let's say, that are good animals, for example. So if you have 100 karbanos, it's not too hard to find the 10. But if you have 1,000 karbanos that need to be brought, it's much harder to find the kosher animal. The point is not everyone's going to do it, though. Everyone has to do karban pesach, that's karis. Everyone has to do it. Also, Rio, you miss out on a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do it, but you don't get karis for it. So I imagine not everyone's going to be doing the mitzvah. So for that reason, then maybe that's a difference. Now, there might be a third explanation why Rashi extends it even to Sukkot. And that might be based on what the Avnei Nezer does not say. The Avnei Nezer says, he was asked the question, why do we start building the Sukkot after Yom Kippur? You should start building already Tesvav Elul, 30 days beforehand. Why wait till the 10th or the 11th of Tishrei to start building the Sukkot? So says the Avnei Nezer, I'll read the bold here, D'toch shloshim kodem hachag, eino mitzad atzmos hazman, rak mishim samach hachag. He says, this din of 30 days is not a chalos. There's no Erev Sukkot that extends 30 days. It doesn't exist like that. It doesn't work like that. What he says is, as you get closer, the time is less, and you need to start getting your act together. So there's no need to start building a Sukkot 30 days beforehand because you have to deal with Rosh Hashanah, you need to deal with Yom Kippur. There's no din of Sukkot starting 30 days beforehand. And when Yom Kippur ends, so now it's getting a little bit close, now you should start building it because it's about practical reasons, about having your time management. But I think what the Avnei Nezer doesn't say, you could possibly suggest, I'll try to prove this in a little bit. that the 30 days is actually a chalos of the 30 days. There's actually what he says, his term is, that there is a mitzad atzmus hazman. 30 days means we're in the zone of Sukkot, we're in the zone of Shavuos, we're in the zone of Pesach, and halachas start to change already now. And therefore, we'll see in halachas how this is going to relate to a number of things, but I see we are, short of time here. So I'll try to go even a little quicker now. We see from here, though, at least Rashi says that we extend 30 days even to Sukkot as well. There's a machlokas in the Achronim whether or not 30 days applies to Shavuos. So they bring a number of gemaras here. The Magen Avraham says that, let's look at 21. Number 21, the Shulchan Aruch writes, She'olam behilchas Pesach kodem lepesach shloshim yom. This is a halacha that's found in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Pesach. The Magen Avraham writes, Hu adim mishar yom tovim. This also applies to other yom tovim. And the Machzeh Shekel, who always comments and elaborates on, explains, the Magen Avraham writes that Hu adin bat seres. Even Shavuos has a din of shloshim yom kodem lechag. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Bechoros, talks about Maisa Behema, that already 30 days beforehand, really 15 days before the Yom Tif, a person has to stop, that's a cutoff point for Maisa Behema, because a person needs to make sure he has enough animals over to bring karbanos for the Yom Tif. And the Gemara there discusses that applies to Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos alike, that you have to stop, the cutoff line for Maisa Behema is a person has to make sure he has animals in his field or in his farm, whatever he keeps his animals, to use for the karbanos. And it applies even to Shavuos. So that's the raya they say that Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag applies even to Shavuos. There's another Gemara in Brachos that the Gra says we learn that Shavuos does not have the halacha of Shloshim Yom. And the Gemara there is talking about there was a city that's Chaval, that the Goyim in that city did not convert. Well, why would the Goyim living in the Jewish city, why would they convert? So the Gemara says because you see all the Jews coming together on the Regel, to all the big drushes, all the Simcha, they should have seen that excitement, they should have converted because they saw this. So Rashi and Tosfos write, when did they come to gather together? They say on the Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag when it came to Pesach and Sukkot, but not Shavuos. There's no big drasha 30 days before Shavuos. So the Gra says, here's a raya that Shavuos does not have the halacha of 30 days. So there's a stira. One Gemara seems to indicate that there is a halacha of Shloshim Yom by Shavuos, and one Gemara says there is a halacha of Shloshim Yom before Shavuos. So that's the stira, machlokas, had a pasking by Shavuos. So I thought, and I saw this later on in the Chassam Sofer, that this might be the two dinim. We said before that there are two basic dinim why to have Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag. One din is because of the karbanos, and one din is because of halachos. So mitzad the karbanos, the Gemara in Bechoros would talk about the karbanos, to make sure you have karbanos for the relevant holiday. So that's why the Gemara in Bechoros, which talks about karbanos, says there's a din of 30 days by Shavuos, because we all bring karbanos, Ola Sariya, Shalom Mechagiga. But Gemara Brachos is talking about learning the halachas of Shavuos. There's nothing to learn about Shavuos. There's no preparation needed. There's nothing special, nothing unique about it. So that's why the Gemara Brachos says there's no big drasha about Shavuos that would come together in the city because there are no relevant halachas. Only by karbanos is there the relevant halacha. So there are two dinim. The Gemara Brachos says there is a din of Shloshim Yom when it comes to karbanos, finding the right karban. In terms of learning the halachas, that's not relevant when it comes to Shavuos. Well, okay, we're really running out of time. Okay, so I'll just say, I'll close with this, that there's a discussion in the Achronim whether or not when the Shloshim Yom actually starts when it comes to Pesach. And as Rashi saw earlier, that indicated it starts already on Purim. That means on Purim itself, you're supposed to start learning 30 days before Pesach. You open up at your Suda, and you start learning Hilchas Pesach. Others say, no, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you learn about Pesach on Purim itself? Wait till the next day. When it says 30 days, it doesn't mean exactly 30 days. It means 29 days, and we always say to round things up. But it really means 29 days. But the way we paskin, and the Mishbura paskins, on Purim already, you're supposed to start learning the lachas of Pesach this way to have 30 days prior to the Pesach. So the question is why? What's the relevance of this? So the Chaban has a few different pieces which discusses there's a big inin to learn about the next Yom Tif on the current Yom Tif. So that means on Rosh Hashanah, to already start learning about Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, to start learning about Sukkot. And on Pesach, rather on Purim, to start learning about Pesach. Now, when it comes to Purim and Pesach, there's an even stronger connection between the two of them. And that's because the Gemara and the Megillah tells us that when there's an Adar Sheni, which month are you supposed to have Purim in? You have it in the second month to have the Gula next to each other. The Gula of Purim next to the Gula of Pesach. So what's the connection? Just because they're Gulas, we want to put Gulas next to each other? Or is there a stronger connection between the Gulas of Purim and the Gula of Pesach? So the Chaban develops the idea that obviously the different gulas are different. When it comes to gulas Pesach, it was a gula of one thing, and when it comes to gula Purim, it was something else. So what is the different gulas from? So he explains as follows. When it comes to the Gula Mitzrayim, what he terms in the world of Kabbalah is Duchra Nukva, the male, the female, and the Pesach, the Gula of Pesach, is as follows. That we are redeemed from the Sitra Dileila, and he explains that Yisrael at the time when we were reborn, we were Kaftan Shinola Dami. We were children, infants, unable to act on our own. It was Kul Shemaim. Our mother and father above was taking care of everything for us. And he quotes a pasuk that says, Hashem Yilachim Lachem Batim Tachrishun. Hashem will take care of the fight and we'll just sit back and do nothing because we were incapable of doing anything during Pesach, during Gulas Mitzrayim. And that's because everything came from above, from the Duchra. But when it comes to Purim, everything was in our hand. We did everything. It was Beteva. We were the ones controlling the Gula. It was up to us. So says the Chaban, corresponding to what Gula we had, that's the Beis HaMikdash that was created from that Gula, had that same din. So from Pesach, from the Gulas Mitzrayim, which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu above, so Bais Rishon had all the Nisim. All the Nisim were there from above. However, when Gulas Purim, we had Bais Sheni. Gulas Purim was from Teva. So Bais Sheni was all Teva. We're missing five things, the Gemara tells us in Yuma. Five things. There's no Nevuah, no Ruach HaKodesh. We were lacking. Everything was down below. Also, he says, that's why the different Chesronos were also paralleled. When it came to Bais Rishon, we had Nevuah. Everything came from above. But at the same time, we didn't have any Tikkun Adam. Man, the Teva wasn't right. And that's why we had Arayos and Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim, because we weren't fixing ourselves as people. Everything was Kula Nisim. When it came to Bais Sheni, the Torah Shebaal Peh was at its in its glory, because we were all about Tikkun Adam. It was all about the Teva. The Seichel was at its best. But at the same time, we didn't have any of the Pnimis. We didn't have any of the Nevuah. So there's no Achdus together. And that's the difference. So says the Chalban, when it comes to Bais Shlishi, we're going to have both together. We're going to have the Gulas Mitzrayim and Gulas Purim. We're going to have Gulas Purim and the Teva. Let's start from below here. We're going to create the Nukva, and Gulas Mitzrayim is going to be the Duchra, create the Gulas of above. And those coming together is going to ultimately bring Bais Shlishi. Mir Tashem. Here we go.
Shkoyach to whole chaver for being mechazik, the seder halimut. Shami should be able to go forward to make hachanis from one yontif to the next yontif, from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. So it's fun. Just to make a ha'ora, which is really very much connected to that, I learned that piece from the Chalban on a Friday night. It's really connected to what the Chalban is talking about. There's a fascinating difference we see in terms of the Oren and the Luchos. A distinction between the Oren, the Luchos, and the other Kalim of the Mishkan, where we find that when it comes to the other Kalim of the Mishkan, all of the Kalim of the Mishkan. So the Kalim of the Mishkan were prepared, were built, were constructed, designed and constructed, and so on. And then they were anointed with the Shemna Mishcha. So the Shulchan had a din of a Shulchan, and the menorah had a din of a menorah. And then when it was brought into the Mishkan, then we were able to mekayim the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros and the Seder Lechem HaPanim and so on. But the Kli, the actual Shulchan, was a Shulchan outside the Mishkan. It was completed. It had a din of a Shulchan. The menorah had a din of a menorah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah would, of course, take place when everything was completed and was brought into the Mishkan. The Oren is different. In Parashas Pekudei, in our parasha, so here the Torah says, the Torah is talking about the Kalim and about the Aron, and it says that when it comes to the Aron, v'yikach v'yitein es ha'edus, it's in Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav Chav Aleph, v'yikach v'yitein es ha'edus el ha'aron, v'yosem es ha'badim al ha'aron, v'yitein es ha'kaperes el ha'aron milamol. So the Torah says that when it comes to the Aron, the Luchos, the Edus, that's the Luchos, had to be inserted, had to be placed, put into place before. It had to be fully functional before. What's the purpose of the Aron? The purpose of the Aron is to carry the Luchos. So it had to be fully functional before. It had to have the luchos in, and then it would be brought into the Mishkan. Not like the other kelim. But the other kelim was just, it was a menorah, it was a shulchan, it was anointed, and it was designated for such. And then the avoda would begin. Its designated purpose, its function would begin once it's in the Mishkan. But when it comes to the Aron with the luchos, the designated function, the purpose had to already occur before it even came into the Mishkan. It was outside the Mishkan. Vayikach vayiten es ha'edus el ha'aron. Vayosem es ha'badim al-aron vayiten es ha'kaparos. The whole thing had to be vayoves. And then afterwards it says, vayove es ha'aron el ha'mishkan vayosem es baruch es ha'mosach, and so on. So this question was asked in 1938. There was a Siyum HaShas in Boston. And that Siyum HaShas, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Yosha Ber, his son, were present. The Rav was already at that point, was already the Rav in Boston, and his father, Rav Moshe, came to honor his son. And there was a Siyum HaShas for the Chevra Kedisha. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said the following chiluk. He said that when it comes to all of the other kelim, so the menorah is a chevtz of a menorah. Once the menorah is finished and it was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, thing, it's called the menorah. And now I bring that menorah into the Mishkan and I mekayem the mitzvah of hadlakas haneiros. So too, when it comes to the shulchan and the mizbeach haktaras, that I create the mizbeach haktaras. It's nimshach b'shemen ha'mishcha, and then that's it. It's a cheftza of the mizbeach haktaras, and then I bring it into the mishkan in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of the ktaras. He says, however, when it comes to the aron and the edus, the aron, the edus, the luchos in the aron, there Rav Moshe said a brilliant thing, and he brings raya's, not to go into all the different raya's, but Rav Moshe said the following: that the Aron without the luchos is not a chevtza of an aron. It's not called an aron. The aron is repeatedly called in parasha, earlier in Truma, later on now Ve'yakal Pekudei, aron ha'edus. And Rav Moshe says that whereas the other kelim of the Mishkan, it's called, once it's anointed, it's called a chevtza of a menorah. It's called a shulchan. It's called a mizbeach. When it comes to the aron, it's Aron Ha'edus. There's a smichus. Aron Ha'edus. That means that it only has a shame, a chalois shame Aron, when it has the luchas in it. If the luchas is not in it, it's not called an Aron. Now the din is we have to bring an Aron into the Mishkan. You have to bring a menorah. All of those things are already finished. You have to bring an Aron into the Mishkan. It's only called an Aron if it has the luchas in it. V'haraya. What was by the second base of Mikdash? Rabbi Levin just mentioned the things that were missing. By the second base of Mikdash. Of course, one of the things we didn't have is we did not have an Aron by the second base of Mikdash. So the question is, Bezeda, we don't have Luchas. So but make an Aron, we could kick the other and send us Haman, whether we didn't have, it's a discussion in Yuma. But so bring an Aron into the, and put the Aron into that place of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why? Well, we didn't have the Luchas. For whatever reason, they had to be hidden. We didn't have the luchos. So Rav Moshe explains, because without the luchos, without the edus, it doesn't have bechlal a shem aron. It's not called an aron. There's no tachlis, there's no point. It's not an aron, unless it has the luchos in it. And since by the second base of Mikdash, we were not zoche to have the luchos anymore, therefore, he says, there was no point in putting in a cabinet, to putting a piece of furniture into the Kodesh Kedoshim. There's no inyan. It's not called an aron. And I was very excited to see this, because the Maharal really says this beferish. The Maharal says this beferish. In Parashas Truma, there it mentions again, it says in Pasuk, so the Torah tells us again the mitzvah of the Aron, and it says Vayakruvim Parashat Kedoshim and so on. V'nasato es hakaparos al aron milamalav es aron titen es ha'edus v'la aron titen es ha'edus asher etin lach, and into the aron you should put the luchas. So Rashi says over there, Leidati lo manichpa. I don't know why it's repeated. He said it was just Harikvar Nema. It was already five psukim before. Why do you have to say again? Leidati lo manichpa. And Rashi has a whole mahalach over here. So the Maral says like this. In the Gurari, the Maral says, Leidati lo maloyoda. The Maral says on Rashi, Leidati lo maloyoda. It's a strong thing to say on Rashi, such a loss. The Maral says, Leidati lo maloyoda. I don't know why he didn't know. Listen to the moral. Lefidaiti, it's a big inyan. The yuha edus, this is what Rav Moshe was saying. The yuha edus ma'akvim es ha'aron. The luchos are ma'akvim es ha'aron. Without luchos, it's not an aron. Shim loy kosav havet. Now why? Says him loy kosav havet mina im ein edus yeh ha'aron. If it wouldn't say this again over here, vel ha'aron titenes edus, I might have thought that im ein edus yeh ha'aron, that even without the luchas, it's still a din of an aron. It still has a shame aron. Da etzel achoyshen gam ken ksiv. What v'nasate el achoyshen es ha'aron v'satumim? Because you find a similar thing by the choshen to place to insert the urim v'tumim into the choshen. Right? Afilu hochi b'bayisheni afim ein urim haya choshen. But by the second base of Mikdash, even though we no longer had, that also was one of the five things that were missing, even though we no longer had the urim b'tumim, but still, he wore the choshen. It's not ma'akev. So I might have thought, hochi nami shema afal gav de'ein lucha, as the Maral says, yasa oren kvayt covered l'shechina. I might have thought that the same way, even though I don't have the urim b'tumim, I still make the choshen, the Chavad L'Seferis, I might have thought, even though I don't have the Luchas in the second base of Mikdash, I might have to still make the Oren, because the Oren's covered HaShechina. That's why the Torah comes back and says, after everything, and therefore he says, therefore the Gemara Newman Chafalov says that in the Bayis Sheni we did not have the Luchas, L'kach L'yosu was Oren. Therefore, there was no need. Therefore, there was no purpose for the Aron. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik ended that drasha. Try to imagine Boston, 1938. He ended the drasha with giving the oilum there a shtach, which is something that makes briskers happy. He said that here in America, he says, I came to America, and he said, I never saw such beautiful. He says beautiful shuls, beautiful temples, and beautiful batim medrashim. He says, the buildings, he says, are gewaltig. They're beautiful, beautiful. He says, what you don't have here in America, he says, is the edus. You don't have the luchas. You have fantastic structures, but you don't have the luchas. There's no learning that's going on. There's no Torah that's going on. And you build a magnificent building, and you have beautiful shuls, but they're not learning in these places. So he says, so he said, it's not this kind of shul, it's kind of a medrash or nothing. As he said, it's only when it's filled with Torah. When a shul is filled with the learning of Torah, when a Bais HaMedrash is filled with Hasmad and Torah, then there's that connection between the Eidus and the Aron, and then the building is shining, because then the Zivug is made, which is the Zivug of Lamayel Lamata, which is the Zivug of Zach and the Kevah, what Rabbi Levin was talking about, of Purim, of the Smichas of the Purim, of the Gula of Purim to the Gula of Pesach, Samchin L'Gula, L'Gula, and we should be Zach and Mitzvah for the Gula Shem HaMitzvah, Amen.